Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Susan Richard, and here are today's top local stories. A New York State trooper shot and wounded on Long Island.
The trooper was rushed to the hospital after state police say he was shot in the leg near exit 17 on the Southern State Parkway. The suspect fled. Police say he was driving a black Dodge Charger with New Jersey temp tags for a license plate. The vehicle had custom matte gray dual exhaust tips. The trooper is in stable condition. This happened just before midnight after the trooper pulled over the Dodge for a traffic stop. Sophia Hall, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM on Long Island.
Well, today is the day we hue up this classic. Yes, it's Halloween, although it's going to feel more like Labor Day for all the trick-or-treating. AccuWeather meteorologist Heather Zaire.
This is going to be an unusually warm Halloween. We'll have a good deal of sunshine through the day, and temperatures are going to be much more typical of the beginning of September rather than the end of October. Our record high for today is 81 degrees, set in 1946, and we're going to challenge that. With the sun out, it's going to feel even warmer, although it is going to start to get cooler fairly quickly once that sun goes down, which could impact your Halloween trick-or-treating hours. Overall, though, it's going to be a breezy and very warm day. I'm AccuWeather meteorologist Heather Zaire.
Well, the theme of this year's Village Halloween Parade is Cat Ladies Unite, and you tell them, Eartha Kitt. Catwoman.
No best-dressed list is complete without the addition of the Queen of Criminals, the Princess of Plunder, yours untruly. Right, Manx and Angora?
Right.
Oh, my God, love her so much. Our Glenn Shuck is on pre-parade duty this morning, and he joins us.
Well, cats like warmer weather, I guess, right? I mean, it's going to be a feline frenzy here tonight for this great Halloween celebration, yet another really, truly New York City event. So grab your cat ears and come on out. Here's organizer Jean Fleming.
This is a night when people can come and walk freely in the streets in their fantasies, in their imaginations. Everyone walks together. The kind of barriers that separate us are broken down.
And be ready for a lot of company out here. Of course, huge crowds along 6th Avenue from Canal up to West 15th. All in costume, you're welcome to join. Now, the parade's grand marshal is Tony Award-winning actor Andre DeShields, best known for his role in Hadestown and, of course, the Cats revival. Glenn Shuck, 1010 Winds, 92.3 FM, here on 6th Avenue in the Village.
Well, in Queens, the Maspid Lions Club will be hosting its annual Halloween Ragamuffin Parade. That's along Grand Avenue, where hundreds of kids will be sporting their Halloween duds starting at 7 tonight. At the end of that route, each kid will get a bag of goodies. If your family wants to participate, you can just meet at the main gate at Mount Olivet Cemetery at 6:30. Hey, with recreational pot now legal, a warning about edibles this Halloween. Pediatrician Dr. Candace Foy from Stony Brook Hospital with what parents should look for.
Mild ingestions can be fairly harmless with just some minor drowsiness, confusion, or dizziness. But with larger doses, children have had more severe symptoms, including altered behavior, abnormal movements concerning for seizures, and changes in their breathing pattern.
She warns to never accept unpackaged chocolate or candy, obviously, but also to look out for edibles that are packaged to look like regular brands. In addition, watch for foods being served at holiday parties. And of course, if you suspect your kid has ingested pot, you want to get them to a doctor ASAP. The World Series. I'm sorry. They didn't get swept by the Dodgers, but alas, the Yankee hope for a World Series win has come to an end after the Dodgers took Game 5, 7-6.
It's not the scene Yankee fans had hoped for. The L.A. Dodgers swarming the infield as they won the World Series, beating the Yankees 7-6. Joe from the Bronx says the sloppy fielding did them in.
They had been playing like this the whole year, so one error after another, one pitch after another, you keep making the same mistakes, you're going to be in the same position.
Even 9-year-old Leo was shaking his head.
I know, it's crazy. I don't know how they lost.
Dejected fans have to wait until next year. It got late early in the Bronx. Julia Papa, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM.
Well, the celebrating apparently got out of hand in Los Angeles, where there was post-World Series looting.
It started as a big party, and then things started getting really rowdy. They were tagging Metro buses. We saw somebody dancing on a bus, and things got really crazy. They declared an unlawful assembly and then started dispersing the crowd, and that's when these thieves started to take advantage, basically, of some of these unattended stores here.
Correspondent Chris Christie, no word yet how many arrests were made. Elected officials to join the residents of 63 Tiffany Place in Brooklyn to demand the landlord there sell the building to those tenants. The building's low-income housing tax credit agreement, which has kept rents affordable for like 30 years, that's going to expire next year. Tenant organizer John Leva says this likely means they're going to be forced out.
We believe that us as the tenants who have been here for 30 years should have some say in how he sells the building. And we would like to try to buy it either through ourselves or a nonprofit local organization we've been negotiating with the past few months.
Well, the tenants have the support of City Comptroller Brad Lander and public advocate Jumaane Williams, both of whom will be at today's rally outside the building, along with the Brooklyn Borough President and other local elected officials. A horrible discovery in the courtyard of a building in the Bronx where the body of a newborn was found with the umbilical cord still attached. This woman lives in that building on St. Lawrence Avenue and spoke to ABC 7.
It's very sad that people do these things today. Why not take the baby to the chair? You want the baby? Take it to the chair or for somebody, you know, who take care of the baby.
Well, the newborn girl was discovered by a building worker. The medical examiner will do the autopsy. So far, no word on who the mother is or who left the child there. More newspapers will soon no longer be available in print. The Star-Ledger will cease publishing a print edition starting in February of next year, with the production facility in Montville to close. Parent company Newark Morning Ledger says this is due to rising costs, decreasing circulation, and reduced demand for print. Separately, Advance Local, which owns NJ Advance Media and NJ.com, is ending its print publication of the Times of Trenton and the South Jersey Times, as well as the weekly Hunterdon County Democrat.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.